So I'm making my way up the summit path from the car park. About 50 yards ahead of me is a group of school children, and they are putting the finishing touches to this amazing new sculpture, which I'm told is going to be a landmark.
When you're hitting the back of the chisel, see the way you were glancing slightly off it?
I'm always doing that.
Try and square up the head of the hammer.
Thompson Dagnall, you're involved in this project. You're making a sculpture of a snake.
I was sculpturing resins on Beacon Fell for a couple of spells 20 years ago. And obviously timber was the natural material, with there being a lot of timber on the fell. But the reason that the snake is now in stone is that after 20 years, the original one deteriorated, and they wanted a forever snake, if you know what I mean. Because an awful lot of people who 20 years ago were kids are now adults bringing their kids to the fell, and they want to walk the snake as well. So it will now carry on.
My name's Beth, and I'm from Cardinal Allen Catholic High School in Fleetwood.
Now, you've been raising money for this project, haven't you? Tell us exactly what you've been up to.
So last year, when we found out the snake was going, we did a walk to raise money from Fleetwood to Cleveland, and like went in different shops and pubs to raise money, like get money off people so we can get the snake back. We raised over £45,000.
My name is Abby, and I'm from Cardi as well.
Is it money well spent here?
Yeah, definitely, because it's had a lot of time and effort put into it, and I like the way that everyone can like come and enjoy it. As I remember the wooden one, and it's just a lot of fun to come here, and yeah, it's good.
And you've had some assistance from a professional.
Yeah, that's really exciting, especially because I didn't know that this could be a type of job, and to be able to do the techniques that he's shown us and everything, it just makes it very exciting and special.
My name is Ethan. We've been chiseling and doing a walk across the entire of the mountain.
Hi, my name's Verity. Today's been quite strange, not what I expected. Yeah, I nearly broke my finger.
Oh, what, chiseling?
Yeah.
Oh, you're all right, though. It looks fine to me. You can bend it. Jacob, what have you been doing today, then? You've got your scruffy pants on. You're covered in dust and dirt and mud.
We've been doing orienteering and chiseling out of a stone snake.
You're standing right next to the head of the snake here. What's your name?
Ruby.
It's quite scary, that, isn't it? Look at the big bulbous eye of the snake and the nostrils.
It's like a scary thing that you'd get in a movie, like horror movie or something.
Andrew, you're coordinating the project.
Yeah.
How has it gone today?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's great to see all the children getting stuck in and thoroughly enjoying themselves. I'm really pleased at how it's coming on. We were up here this time last year, and the children were saying, looking at the old wooden snake, and saying, "Sir, can we do something to save it?" I said, "Yeah, well, let's give it a shot, you know." And so they've done all sorts of things, you know, sponsored walks and things like that to try to raise the money, and it's great to see it all coming together.
What kind of snake is it? Does anybody know?
It's a stone snake.
I thought this idea of having something the kids could walk along, and it was made from timber that was on the fell, I thought it was a winner. Well, it obviously was a winner, because 20 years later they've asked me to remake it in stone, so it will carry on forever, hopefully.